Muy buenas tardes, un saludo al misionero Miguel Bermúdez Marín y también al reverendo Camilo Montoya.
Good afternoon. Greetings to missionary Miguel Bermúdez Marín and also to Reverend Camilo Montoya in the church where missionary Miguel Bermúdez Marín is in this occasion. The church El Sol de la Mañana. All the ministers, brothers and sisters there, and also those who are connected through the Amazonas satellite, the Eutelsat satellite, and other means of communication. Today, Friday, September 12th of this year 2025, our subject is the mystery of the second Adam and the second Eve, together at the last day, finishing His work. It was preached on Saturday, August 28th of 2010 in Villahermosa, Tabasco, Mexico, by Dr. William Soto Santiago. And we read the scripture, one of the scriptures that he read to us. Let's search in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 2 and on, where it tells us, "For I am jealous over you, with godly jealousy, for I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ." And there he writes, "I have espoused you, a chaste virgin to Christ." But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent, and he writes, the serpent beguiled Eve, and he writes, Eve, through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he that cometh preaches another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if ye received another spirit, which ye have not received, or another gospel, which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with him." The mystery of the second Adam and the second Eve together at the last day finishing his work. You may please be seated if you're so kind. It tells us in the message, staying with the one promised to increase, which was preached on Saturday, June 30 of 2007 in Sao Paulo, Brazil. Dr. William Soto was reading to us here from the Book of the Seals. On page 59 from the book in Spanish, the part where it says the following. "And when the seals are broke and the mystery is revealed, down comes the angel, the messenger, Christ, setting his foot upon the land and upon the sea, with a rainbow over his head." In this book of the seals, he tells us here, or he wrote to us here, on the right, in this one, he writes, rainbow. And he writes Revelation 10. Now, Dr. William Soto says there, and now, let's leave it at that. This book of the seven seals will be open when Christ takes it in heaven and then brings it to the earth, gives it to a man to eat it, and tells him to prophesy before many peoples, nations, and tongues. In other words, the one who eats that book will have a prophetic ministry for every people, nation, and tongue. He will have the creative word to speak all the things that must come to pass. He will be a dispensational prophet. That instrument is the instrument that it was promised that God would send, because in that instrument he will be carrying out that claiming work. It is the ministry of Jesus, Moses, and Elijah in that dispensational prophet messenger. And that has to be fulfilled after the ages, after that time when there was that dispensational interlace in which he was coming out of that throne of intercession. Now, he continues to say, Now, we have seen the relation there is between the mighty angel and the Jews as well as the church, because the mighty angel is Christ, the angel of Jehovah, or angel of the Lord of the Old Testament, and he has been in the midst of his church the entire time, just as he was in the midst of the Hebrew people. But there came a time when that angel of the covenant, who is the Holy Spirit, became incarnate. He became flesh in the person of Jesus. In that body that was created by the Holy Spirit, he dwelt there in all his fullness. It was God in his angel, the angel of the covenant, in a heavenly body and physical body visiting his people Israel. And now, for the church, the promise is that the Holy Spirit will become incarnate again. The Holy Spirit, the Word, the angel of the covenant. Now, look in the message. It is the rising of the sun. It tells us on page 20, Reverend William Branham tells us in this message, and it says, now, the predestined ones are the first to be quickened by the Holy Spirit, for the Holy Spirit comes to claim its own. Now, this is deep now, and be sure to catch this good, because that is the mystery of the seventh seal, because of which there was silence in heaven for half an hour. And above, look, he writes, the Holy Spirit makes the claim. And he also writes on top, he writes, to quicken equals to bring to life. And in a writing on the back of the notes, he writes, the claim, a dash, and in between parentheses, he writes, the Holy Spirit incarnate. Because that was the promise that God promised through Reverend William Branham, where he said, on page 134 of the Book of the Seals, when he said, when this Holy Spirit that we have, the one that's in our midst now in the form of the Holy Ghost, when he becomes incarnate in the person of Jesus Christ, then we will crown him as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. It is in the claiming work. When the Holy Spirit becomes incarnate, it is not in the work of redemption under the dispensation of grace. The Holy Spirit becomes incarnate in the dispensation of the kingdom in the most holy place. Now, he continues to say here, Dr. William Soto, he says, the promise is that a great blessing will come upon the church of the Lord to give her the faith to be transformed and taken with Christ to the marriage supper of the Lamb. In this same message, it is the rising of the sun. It tells us on page 19, it says, and God knows, hallelujah, he's got a predestined foreordained church. He knowed he's got sons and daughters and a bride waiting somewhere. When the Holy Spirit begins to fly over it, that wave sheaf, oh my, he is the same yesterday, today, and forever, not some mythical story, but a reality. See, it is no longer a prophecy. It is not a promise. Rather, it is now the reality, the fulfillment of what was spoken. And he writes next to it, the wave sheaf, eagle, H-S, that is Holy Spirit. Now, how would he come? Look, on the same page, in this same message, but in the next page, he tells us there why he came. He says, why? You are that seed. You are that seed that the resurrection of the S-O-N has dawned, and the wave sheaf upon the earth to make you recognize. And below he writes, the sheaf, to make you recognize that you are an eagle and not a denominational chicken. Do you see why one of the reasons that the Holy Spirit comes in the midst of the church, that sun, that wave sheaf? Notice, he comes to make you recognize, he says, to make you recognize that you are an eagle, not a denominational chicken. Now, he continues to say here, Dr. William Soto, because of this mystery of the coming of the Lord as a thief in the night, the world is in darkness. It is nighttime for the world. But for the church, it is daybreak. And for Israel, it is daybreak. In the message, Desperations, there in page 12, it tells us, Reverend William Branham tells us here, he says, those people had seen the hand of God, and that night of the communion, they took it with in desperation because they know that something was fixing to happen. And we know something is fixing to happen. And remember, the coming of the Lord will be sudden, secret going away. He'll come and take her like a thief in the night. And to think that if somebody, all of the sudden, there is members of our own family gone, and you're left behind, it should throw us into desperation that by the grace of God, we will not be left back behind. If there is anything I don't want, don't leave me, Lord. A few days ago, I was hearing Mel Johnson singing that song. Now, look, also in the message, souls that are in prison now, he also said it there. At the end, his desperation was clear when he said, I have children, and he mentions them. It cannot be. Meaning, because the first thing that a person thinks about are his family members. Now, look, he writes there, the body, a dash, Jesus. And he also writes, the body, the bride. Now, on the front, he also writes, the coming of the Lord will be as a thief in the night. It will be a sudden and secret going away. And he writes, in between, the ages are at night. He is dwelling in the body of his bride. Now, Dr. William Soto continues to say here, that is why Reverend William Branham said that the rapture will be in the morning. It will be in the morning of a new dispensational day, and it will be on the morning of a new age, the age of the cornerstone, and it will be in the morning in the place where the resurrection will happen and where the rapture will happen. It may be evening in other nations, but whenever the divine program is being carried out in the days of the first coming of Christ and the resurrection, it was in the morning. Now, look on page 168 of the Book of Quotations, which is an excerpt of the message, The Rapture. There he speaks to us and says, now, in the Bible times, talking about the watches, the night was not divided in hours, it was divided in watches. And there was three watches. Now, the first watch started at from 9 until 12. The second watch started from 12 to 3. And the third watch of the night was counted from 3 to 6. Now, we got 3. 3 is, which is a 9, imperfect number. Then we come back to the 7 for the rapture, which will take place, I believe, between 6 and 9 o'clock some morning. And there he writes the rapture from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. And he also writes the fourth watch on a new dispensational day. And below too, we already have all those writings. You already have them there in the studies. They can also put them in this study, which is the hours that he puts there at the bottom with the drawings. Now, he goes on to say, Dr. William Soto, and now, we can see that there is something very important for the church. It is very important that we be alert. We must watch. At the time of Christ's resurrection, what day was it, Miguel? A Sunday morning. It was the day of the weave sheaf. In this same message, it is the rising of the sun, there on page 12, from the book in English, Reverend William Branham tells us, he had been reading from the scripture of Leviticus 23, and that last one, that last verse that he read, where it says, "And he shall wave the sheave before the Lord to be accepted for you. On the morrow after the Sabbath, the priest shall wave it." And there to the right, he draws a cornerstone, the ages, and the last three, 5, 6, 7, and on the eighth, one, a cornerstone, he numbers them. And he continues to say, Reverend William Branham, if there would be any holy ritual, it should come forth on the Sabbath day, which was the seventh day of the week, which is Saturday. But did you notice in this memorial to wave it on the first day of the week? The sheaf, which was the first of your seed that you planted, when it comes up and ripened, you cut down the sheaf and take it to the priest, and let him take it and wave it before the Lord for your acceptation, that you are accepted. You have come with your sheaf, and he is to wave it before the Lord on, not on the Sabbath, the seventh day, but on the first day, which we call Sunday, S-U-N-D-A-Y. Of course, that's a Roman word, which they call it the Sun Day, for the Sun God. But how it is changed? It is not S-U-N anymore. It is the S-O-N-D-A-Y, the Sun Day. That corn of wheat, God's first one up from the dead, it is to be waved over the congregation that we are his seed. And that's the first of the seed of those that slept, waved upon the first day of the week. On Sunday, he raised up, waved goodbye, and ascended up on high in the presence of the people. And on the right, he draws a small cornerstone, and he writes Sunday. And on the left, he also writes towards the top, the day of the Son of Man, eighth day. And he also writes on the left, the sheaf. Notice, it was the first corn of God's wheat that had been raised from the dead, God's first corn of wheat by God's quickening power. God had quickened his life, raised up him from the dead, and he was the first fruits of those that slept, the first fruit. And he writes there above, of the OT, that is, the Old Testament, there above, the first fruits of those. On top of those, he writes, of the Old Testament. He was the sheaf. That's why they had to wave that sheaf, for it was the first one that came to maturity. And it was waved as a memorial of thanksgiving to God, believing that the rest of them would come. It was a sign. And today, because he was the first Son of God to come to full maturity, to be in God, he was plucked up from the earth and he was waved over the people. And there to the right he writes maturity. And he also draws, he also drew there at the bottom, further below, a cornerstone and the ages. And he writes on the left, a sign. Now, around here, more or less, from there down, it's an excerpt that it is in the book of quotations, so you can have it there. It is the portion that I'm going to read now. It's on page 125 of the book of quotations. Or, rather, 145. 145 of the book of quotations in the paragraph 1296. And then, I finish here, there, let's look at the at what he wrote there in the book of quotations in that portion. Let's continue here. It says, "Oh, what a glorious lesson by the quickening power, the first one, although he had been typed, and many times as we will see later, that he was typed, but this was really the first fruits of them that slept. He was waved over the promised seed that had promised of life. He was waved at the day of Pentecost, when there came a sound from heaven like a waving, mighty, rushing wind, and was waved over the people, the Pentecostal people that was up at Pentecost, waiting for the blessing to come, and to be waved again, we realize, in the last day, according to Luke 17:30, in the Sun Day again, in the day that the S-O-N of man will be revealed or waved again over the people. There on the left, he writes, Son, day, S-O-N, day, equals A's day. He draws a cornerstone, the ages. He writes Revelation 19 from 11 to 21, and several writings there. He writes the Son, S-U-N, and look further up there, on that same page, 15 above, he writes, the eighth day, Sunday, equals the 50th year of Jubilee, or eighth feast year. And he draws a cornerstone on the left there, and he writes eight and the ages. And he also writes, with an arrow towards the cornerstone, S-O-N day, Sunday, equals eighth or first age. Now, where we stop reading, or waved again over the people, there on the right he draws a star and a small cornerstone. Brother Branham continues to say, now, who is this Son of Man? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelled among us. And if all the teaching that we have and confirmation of the Word of God, by Word of God, by signs, by wonders, we see today that in the book of, look here, that as we just quoted from, or the Luke 17th chapter and the 30th verse, and Malachi 4, and the different scriptures that we are acquainted with, that that word is again waved over the people, that the dead traditions of man is dead, and the Son of God is alive again with the baptism of the Holy Spirit right among us, and is giving us life. And on the left he writes, the Son of Man, the wave sheaf. And again he writes there, Revelation 10 from 1 to 11. And he goes on to say, as Christ was the first one to rise from all the prophets and so forth, although typed in many places, he was the first fruits of those that slept. He writes on top of the Old Testament, in the bride, coming of Christ, coming out of the church, there will have to be a sheaf waved again in the last days, oh my. And he writes there, another sheaf waved today. Waving of the sheaf? What was the sheaf? The first one that came to mature. The first one that proved it was a wheat, that proved it to be a sheaf. Hallelujah! I'm sure you see what I'm talking about. It was waved over the people, and the first time there will come forth for the bride age, for a resurrection out of the dark denominationalism, will be a message that the full maturity of the word has turned back again in all its fullness, and being waved over the people by the same sign and wonders that he did back there. And on the right, he writes, resurrection. And below he writes, Elijah. And he also writes, on the left, the age of the bride, resurrection. And he writes, eighth day, the age of the bride, resurrection. And he draws a cornerstone and the ages. Because I live, ye live also, speaking to his bride. Because I live, ye live also. What a resurrection that was. And what a resurrection this is, to be quickened from the dead, to be made alive in Christ Jesus by God's quickening power. And he was waved to them. The word, which he was waved back to them. On the day of Pentecost, the word made manifest. Now, and as I say, it is to be waved again in the last day. And he draws a cornerstone and the ages and an arrow towards the cornerstone where he wrote eight, there, inside. And he writes there, on the bottom, he writes, a wave sheaf today. And he also writes on the right, the second coming of Christ, waved again today, last day. And on top he writes, waved twice back then and twice now. Now look, in the book of quotations on page from the Book of Quotations, page
22,
he says, "The Son of Man is now being revealed from heaven. Will it come after a while, Brother Branham? It is now. And I hope I won't have to make this so personal, this own meeting, but that your spirit within you that's given you by God, I can read what I'm talking about." Now there, where he says the Son of Man is now being revealed, he writes with Elijah, "The Son of Man has already come from glory and is revealing himself for the past few years to his church in mercy, showing them his great presence, doing the same things that he did when he was here on earth, revealing himself like he did to Abraham before the destruction. He has come now in mercy, revealing himself to the church." Now, there on top of the paragraph 183, he writes, "He has come from his glory, Son of Man, grace and judgment." He continues saying, "It's been laughed at and scoffed at the next time," and he draws a cornerstone there. The next time, he writes, "In the third dispensation." In other words, it was promised that there will be a next manifestation of the Son of Man, but not in grace. Therefore, it cannot be a messenger who has been speaking about the dispensation, and in the dispensation of grace, and within the dispensation of grace, that person who is there in the dispensation of grace cannot be the one in which God would be revealing himself as the Son of Man to carry out this work that he would be carrying out according to what he will go on to say here now. The next time he reveals himself, it'll be in the judgment on the world. Therefore, that next manifestation that Reverend William Branham was referring to has to do with the claiming work that he would be carrying out, not as a lamb, but as a lion of the tribe of Judah. It'll be in judgment on the world and the nation that's forgot God and sinned their way of grace, their day of grace. And he says below, he writes, second dispensation, their day of grace rather away. And he writes Elijah and Moses, because that ministry is the one in which the Son of Man would be manifested, with the Holy Spirit operating the ministry of Jesus, Moses, and Elijah. That is the next manifestation, Brother Branham says, of the Son of Man. Now, he says there, waved twice back then and twice now, he writes there. And he writes, a wave sheaved today. The second coming of Christ waved again today, last day. Now, Dr. William Soto continues to say, we have to watch because that event might surprise us, and those who don't wake up early to go to the activities on Sunday, if it happens on Sunday, it will surprise some, for the dead in Christ will appear to the living believers. To wake up early to the work, to go in the service to serve the Lord on Sundays, we should wake up early with joy, with even more joy, waiting for the resurrection of the dead in Christ and the transformation of us who are alive. In the message, Things That Are to Be, here Reverend William Branham tells us on page 33 of this message in English, he says, see what I mean? Oh, little children, do you feel the need of that vitamin tonight? That something? There is a body waiting yonder. There's a body waiting to be received. People, don't be deceived. Don't be deceived. The devil is a deceiver. Even the wedding garment, you must wear it. It must be. And there he writes on the left, he writes, the wedding garment, the wedding sheaf, the waved sheaf. Now, we are at the evening time. The earthly body is now ready to be dissolved, and we are preparing to enter into the heavenly. And we now feel the strange call of God to go to the great Eden, and before we can be born here, our little bodies cried for something that had to be provided, or we'd be an afflicted child here. If we wasn't, God has no afflictions up there. They are everyone perfectly lined up, the bride just exactly like the groom was, the word manifest in its season. And he writes on the left, the call to go to Eden. And also on the right he writes, the theophany, the earthly body will be dissolved. And also in the message, the invisible union, there Reverend William Branham tells us, on page 43 of this message, it says, you are not only that, but you're going to the wedding in the sky, and you are wearing the wedding band of predestined, unmerited grace, a wedding band of grace, unmerited of your own. God did it himself. He knew you before the foundation of the world, so he slipped the wedding band on you there, put your name on the book. And he writes there on the left, the wedding band, the name in the book. And on the right he writes, wearing the wedding sheaf. Now, Dr. William Soto continues to say here, I am not trying to establish that it will be on a Sunday, but if it happens on a Sunday, that wouldn't be unusual. The resurrection of Christ was on a Sunday, and of the Old Testament believers who had died, because Sunday represents the age of the cornerstone, so if it happens on a Sunday, it wouldn't be unusual. The mystery of the second Adam and the second Eve together at the last day finishing his work. Let's stand and thus live in this message that we have on this occasion today, Friday, September 12th of this year, 2025, in the subject, the mystery of the second Adam and the second Eve together at the last day, finishing his work. I'll live with you, Dr. William Soto Santiago.